let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Back with us on This Week in America, talented writer, artist, singer, motivator, Robert Blunden. His first book, or his current book we're talking about today, Lost in the Darkness of Thought, is a spinoff of the first book, Guilt Factors, Mind Games, and Thought Knots, a poetic and artistic adventure into the known and unknown. We've talked about that with Bob in the program before. That was called a must-have book for poetry and art lovers alike. Well, Lost in the Darkness of Thought is a short story with a poetic dark twist, a few motivational messages along the way, a chance to wonder and wonder as you enter a poetic journey into the depths of the unknown. Robert was born in Ontario, Canada, youngest of 12, moved to Toronto in 1968, joined the Toronto Police Force, retiring in 1999. Over the years, he's written a number of poems, which he is now sharing along with impressive artwork, woodwork, music as well. The author of Lost in the Darkness of Thought, Robert Blunden, back with us on This Week in America. Bob, welcome back to the program. Great to have you back with us.
Thanks, Rick. Good to be back.
And the program is This Week in America. We're in America. Robert is in Canada, but there's no tariff for us to be doing this program back and forth, so we can go ahead and chat and not have to worry about that. I love this new book, Lost in the Darkness of Thought, and we'll get into that without giving away too much. This really is a journey. Talk about how this whole book came about.
Well, back a while ago, I was asked, after I did Guilt Factors, I was asked to publish another book, and I basically said, I have nothing left.
The well is dry.
The well is dry, and but one day I just woke up after having some, I guess, weird dreams tossing and turning, and I began to write, and lo and behold, each day I would wake up with the theme of being lost in the darkness of thought, and basically every day I just kept writing a chapter, and it turned out as it is.
Well, it's a fascinating read. I guarantee you, once you start, you're not going to put the book down until you finish. It won't take you long to finish because it's very easy to read. It flows very nicely. But all of these possibilities and this gentleman trapped and trying to figure out where he's going, without giving away too much, let's start with the basis of this and what the guy is doing, fixing some loose wires at an electrical job site. Now, where did that come from? Was that any?
I just made that up.
Nothing totally autobiographical here. Okay.
It's all fictional. I thought of the old hotel in my hometown, and the Calendar Hotel, and I basically wrote everything pertaining to. I mean, that hotel is mostly over 100 years old. So I basically based it maybe on that. I'm not an electrician. I have done some electrical work. Maybe I've been zapped a few times myself, but nothing serious because I'm talking to you.
That's right. He's with us on the program today, so nothing bad happened. The book is Lost in the Darkness of Thought, a poetic journey into the depths of the unknown. Robert Blunden, B-L-O-N-D-I-N, our guest on the program. Book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can link on at bookventure.com. You can link on to our website, get information, and Bob's website. And you got to check this out is bobmeistersplace.com. That's Bob, BOBMEISTERS place.com. We can link on our website and we'll get that to you several times because there's much more to Bob than just the two books, and they're excellent books. There's music, there's artwork, there's carvings. You'll find all of that at Bob's website. I mentioned in the open that if you want to take some motivational messages out of the book that you're reading, Lost in the Darkness of Thought, you can. Was that the intent? Because along the way, in several of those chapters, you sort of stop and you think a little bit.
I really, everything just happened, okay? Like I said, I just woke up one day and something was driving me to write this book, and I'm really not sure whether it was my guardian angels leading me all of this. I have no idea whatsoever, but basically it came down to every time I wrote something, it would have a motivational theme, and that's just all throughout the book, basically, and I don't want to give away any of the ending.
No, and at the ending, it's worth the price of admission to get to the ending. You'll love the ending. Some of the chapters, Just a Nap is a chapter, and one of the lines there, am I having a bad dream with some nightmarish scheme? Am I dead or am I still alive? Or is this just all in my head? That sort of sets up this this whole question of what's happening in the beginning, doesn't it? That sort of gives us the groundwork for the rest of the story.
Yes, yes. An electrician that was working hard on the job, and he goes home, and he's tired out, and he's got to take a nap, you know. Just a short nap, but strange things happen.
A lot of strange things happen during the course of that nap. Some of the chapters, and again, without giving away too much, The Land of Guilt, That Gets You Thinking, Don't Carry Life, and Offer Revenge, Return Journey. You've got all of those chapters that really will get you thinking and entertain you along the way and really build suspense to the end. And then, like I say, we're not disappointed. Did you have an outline in mind as you were starting the story that I'm going to go from here to here to here to here, and then I'm going to zap them at the end, or did this just sort of evolve as you were writing it?
It just evolved. As you may have noticed, almost every chapter is based on one of my poems.
Yes.
And so basically the poem is stretched out to be a storytelling venture. And basically ends up as it is.
Talk about the process of doing that. I have such admiration for the work that you do and how you're able to do the poetry. You're telling this wonderful story, and you're telling it in this poetic fashion. Talk about, yep, once you get the story, you've got to set it up in poetry form. How difficult was that to get this actually to be a poem?
Well, it actually wasn't that hard. It just, like I said earlier, it just comes to me. I just typed away and came up with almost, I guess every line is almost a poetic
yes,
poem in itself. And so, you know, it basically comes out, and in a, like I said earlier, it basically each poem is a storytelling venture.
Yeah, and they flow just like you had really planned this before you actually started. The book is from Bob is Lost in the Darkness of Thought, A Poetic Journey into the Depths of the Unknown. Robert R. Blondin, our guest and the author. First book that we talked about before, and if you go to YouTube, iTunes, you'll find our first program we did, Guilt Factors, Mind Games, and Thought Knots. Which is interesting as well. And the theme there is you're always developing something with our subconscious, dreams, that type of thing. Have you always been fascinated with that?
Yes, sort of. I guess that can be true. I don't know where any of it comes from. It's just, it just seems to happen, and I enjoy it, and I don't know what more I can really say.
Well, we enjoy it as well, so we hope it continues to happen. What are you working on now? Do you have another book that you're working on?
Well, I do have I have another book published,
yes,
here in Canada, and it's called Searching for Papa's Star, and it's basically a short story using my grandkids as characters. sons, Austin and Nathaniel, and my granddaughter, Sydney Marie. And basically, it's a story about three kids and their papa searching for stars and lucky stardust. And papa becomes fascinated with the stars and explaining to the grandkids the existence of a star. Maybe that will one day be his. And that since grandma passed away, her star is beside papa's star, but not papa's star isn't as bright as grandma's. And one day papa will eventually have a bright star.
Interesting concept for a book, yes.
Along those lines, but like I say, that was published here in Canada, and it's based on my grandkids. And I got one more grandkid that came along after the book was published, and that's Jake. And he didn't get in the book.
It was a little too late to make it into that edition of the book. If you do a second edition, you can update with the grandkids. You'll find information, by the way, on that book at Bob's website, bobmeistersplace.com. That's M-E-I-S-T-E-R-S place, bobmeistersplace.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on and get that information that's on all of the books. It's really fascinating. You mentioned family, very important to you, basically, in the book Searching for Papa's Star. This book is dedicated, Lost in the Darkness of Thought, is dedicated to your family. Talk about the role they played, one of 12 from the very beginning, in being this creative person. And we'll talk about it in a second. You're more than just a talented author. You're very involved in creative activities. Does a lot of this go back to that that family foundation?
Well, it goes back to, I guess, the family foundation, but it's how you're brought up, right?
And, yes.
I'm very proud of my family, and I grew up in a big family, as you say, in a poor environment. I never left there till I was, 17, so I grew up using an outhouse, no running water, no phone, no television, but it somehow instilled in me the belief that I could achieve. And no matter what, you know, I didn't have to be rich to accomplish what I believed in.
And to enjoy life, I mentioned all that you're working on. Talk about your various projects, and you'll find them on Bob's website. We talked about them before, a very talented singer, a very talented artist. You really are gifted in that area, and it's something you do very well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you'll see all this at the on the website. What are you working on now, in addition to the writing that you're doing? Are you still out singing in public from time to time?
Well, from time to time, I'm getting older as I speak, and I get out maybe once every now and then, but I do the karaoke. Sing a few songs and have a few pops and whatever, but other than that, I do woodworking. Right now I'm basically working with railroad spikes, making painting ladybugs, using the head of the railroad spike as a ladybug.
Interesting.
And, so creativity is in my soul, I guess. I don't know.
And we see that in the book we're talking about is Lost in the Darkness of Thought, A Poetic Journey into the Depths of the Unknown. And that's exactly the journey that you're going to take as you go with Robert throughout the book here. Talk a little bit about your expectations. You're getting great comments from people that are reading the book. What do you hope we take away from reading Lost in the Darkness of Thought?
Well, I just hope you take away what the motivational messages are saying. Hopefully you can understand the poetry. other than that, Rick, I basically did all of this for my first book, especially. I just did it for posterity, just to say I did it, you know. And then along came Lost in the Darkness of Fun. Along came Searching for Papa's Star. And I may still publish a straight-out book that encompasses simply my poetry. And that's in the works.
You know, the poetry is so interesting because I can read a piece of poetry and come away with some interpretation, some meaning, some thought of what you were trying to portray. Somebody else may get something totally different. Is that the fun of writing poetry? You just sort of throw that out there, and it's subject to all of our interpretation.
Absolutely. You read it like you would look, I said it before, you read it as you would look at a piece of art, and you interpret abstract art. Is it a butterfly? Is it a dog? You know?
Exactly.
So everybody interprets it the way they wish, and that's really fine with me.
Who were some of the people that influenced you as a writer and as an artist?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where it came from. I don't have anybody that I know that in my family that has done poetry. I have nobody in my family that has really been known for artwork or woodworking or whatever. So basically, the genes all came down to me, maybe.
Well, and you've used them wisely. You have really used them wisely. There are so many interesting aspects of Lost in the Darkness of Thought as you go through chapter after chapter. And just when you think there may be a resolution, suddenly not quite so fast, and it moves on to the next chapter, and you'll be totally amazed when you get to the end. Talk about some of the, we got a couple of minutes left in the program, the comment that you're getting on Lost in the Darkness of Thought, because this is really well done. What type of feedback are you getting?
Well, I like any feedback that I get, whether it be good or bad. I just get a lot of congratulations on actually just publishing, period.
Yes.
And I appreciate that, you know. I really don't know. I have no inkling of anybody that has actually read the book.
I'm sure that people will be very impressed with what you're doing and then stop and pause and think. You've got one section there where towards the end of the book, when you say, you write, remember to always say good night. Like I was taught, you just never know what may happen when you enter into the darkness of thought. Were you actually taught that, or was that just a piece of wisdom you put in there? Because I keep going back to that going, you know, that's really wise.
Well, it is wise, and it was just a piece of wisdom I came up with. although we always really did say goodnight to each other, you know.
Well, yes, and they always tell you to do that, and Robert is telling you that in poetic form. It's an excellent book, an excellent read, Lost in the Darkness of Thought, A Poetic Journey into the Depths of the Unknown. Robert R. Blondin, that's Blondin. His website is Bob Meister's Place, Meisters, place.com. The book's available at Book Venture, at Amazon. You can link on directly and get information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And I encourage you to stop by Bob's website. And you can link on directly to Bob's website by going to ours as well and get information on everything that Robert is doing. It is always a pleasure to have you on the program. A very talented gentleman. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more that you're doing that would be fun to talk about. Thank you for being with us on the program once again.
Thank you very much, Rick. Appreciate it.
It is always a pleasure. The book, Lost in the Darkness of Thought, A Poetic Journey into the Depths of the Unknown, Robert Blondin, the author and our guest, book available at Book Venture at Amazon, and Bob's website, bobmeistersplace.com. You can link on directly to his website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.